Blog Talk Radio.
Life, right? Yeah, I know. Just glad you stayed. When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it and need it too. But it's my case. You probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. So in your mind, you like, I could punch him in his face. Me, erasing evidence, try not to leave a trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it out. Shorty got too close, yes, I never thought it out. We got all this love here, wonder how it's switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you're gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. I can't imagine you gone.
No.
What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. So glad I didn't leave you alone. What in the world were we thinking?
If you left it up to me, we'd be on an island. Sunshine and clear water, anything to keep you smiling. Surely you deserved it. Picked you up on air now. Who said I didn't appreciate you? They a damn lie. Higher than the friendly sky in the clouds up above. Tell you come in, but for nothing, just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. Cause the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you wait. More than just a pretty drug. Ain't nobody ever put it down. They ain't good as us. Thought of you leaving me. This is serious. Damn.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone.
Displaying flow jams and rotation, gotta keep the dish playing. Dirty Harry, dirty love, part one and part two. Rocking Jungle Brothers with that ass, I will house you. Stepping out the bathtub, let me get your house you. Smelling like a bed of roses, this is something about you. When I just can't put my hand on it, it's like a beat, I'ma jam on it. Till the sunrise, make it a good morning.
Good morning, baby.
After breakfast, still tired, cause we yawning. Whisper, I love you. Wiping happy tears falling from your face. You, I would never replace. Come
here,
let's take a picture. This one's
for
my space. Crazy life.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine it gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine it gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone.
Yo, peace. One love to everybody, man. We got a serious tragedy that went down in Haiti. Many, many people have lost their lives in Haiti right now. A lot of people can't find their families, and a lot of situations are going down. We're trying to call everybody to come in and support, you know what I'm saying, the whole movement to support Haiti. What I've seen is basically people texting, you know, to support the Haiti situation. But if you're on Twitter and you hit pound Haiti, you know what I'm saying, you can basically see all of the different situations that they got going on. The Red Cross, it says an initial $1 million to Haiti for relief. You can send a $10 donation by texting Haiti to 909999. Please, people, we need your help and to support these people. Have basically, you know what I'm saying, lost a lot of family members. People don't know where, you know, their brothers and sisters at, family. The majority of it is all destroyed. So America is actually supposed to be sending us some relief out there also. Whatever you can donate, care packages or anything, get with your local Red Cross and see what you can do. We want to shout out our sponsors, Gina, OhanaShop.com, along with www.strictlybump1.com. Support them. Check out their clothing line. Definitely one of the hottest urban clothing lines in the industry. Along with that, check out their show each and every Saturday at noon. The DMV Awards is this Sunday, at the Hampton Center. It's going down. It's this Sunday, 2010 DMV Awards at the Hampton Conference Center at 207 West Hampton Place, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. Tickets in advance is $30. And you can call 202-560-7467 for Dre All Day in the Paint for more information, or 1-888-961-0111, Brother Maniac, for table reservations. It starts at 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Red carpet starts at 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. To 7 p.m. So, yes, that's going down. Today, we're going to have our co-host today, the one and only Future Guru, will be live in the building with me. We're going to be having K-Dub live in the building along with Killer Spooty from Sky High. That's 2K's. And we will be having T-Bird actually on the show talking about the whole situation with Haiti and everything that's going on. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick song real quick, and we're going to come back. We should have T-Bird live in the building talking about the situation in Haiti, because he actually has family out there. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that in a few minutes. I feel like taking it back to some Onyx, and we're going to be back on Lush Radio Online.
Boys, make some noise and just jump down.
that's what it is, man. I want to tell everybody to help Wyclef's organization, to help the people in Haiti. You guys need to text YELE, Yelly, to 501-501 and donate $5 to help Wyclef's organization and help the people in Haiti. Just $5, you know what I'm saying, to assist the relief effort that helped the people in Haiti, man. It's a tragedy, you know what I'm saying, out there, and we need to help the people out there, you know what I'm saying. Help somebody other than yourself. Our prayers go out to all the people that's in Haiti, for the people that can't find their family, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, text YELE to 501-501 to donate $5 to help with the relief efforts in Haiti right now. Go to www.yele.org and stuff to find out more information on how you can assist and help with the situation that's going on right now. Like, this is, you know, this is like, we just need to definitely, you know, send this stuff out, you know. Definitely support this whole situation and support the people in Haiti, man. They definitely going through it right now. I couldn't even imagine, you know, what I would be doing, you know, if, you know, all of a sudden you're living your everyday life. Just like, you know, the situation with Katrina. You're living your everyday life and then all of a sudden everything just crashes and is destroyed. Everything that you know is just gone in the blink of an eye. You know, we definitely need you guys to support the situation that's going down in Haiti. We're going to have, you know what I'm saying, Killer Stevie in the building along with K-Dub in the building. It's going to be going down. But we're going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, keep giving y'all some music. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all Dewey from your man Act the Fool. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. We talk about entrepreneurship. We're talking about helping the people in Haiti. And we're getting it in, live in the building. Do we?
Hey, oh, hey, oh, do we? Do we? Do we? Do we? Hey, bartender, give me another cup. No Cassie, roll solo, gotta get sober. A driving is a no-go. Like a rock star, that's how I'm partying. Party like usually I stay this way until the party ends. You feeling good?
Yeah, buddy,
I'm not. Just a few things that could ruin my night. Somebody filling my liquor while I'm vibing. Suckers fighting while the DJ riding. T-Pain a nigga, shawty chopped and screwed me. Lead a club, hit the road and catch a drink.
whole night. Speed limit 50, she doing 85. Should've listened to your friend when she said let me drive. Now you're in a cell, looking real mad. Somebody should've cut you off. This is what they should've asked.
Give me another cup.
Man, and actually, shout out to Actor Fool. He is Haitian, actually. You know, shout out to everybody in Haiti that's going through it right now. It's a serious situation. We need all of you guys to go, and we need you guys to support the situation that's going down in Haiti right now. We definitely need you guys to support it, you know, for real. It's like, you know, I just don't understand, you know, something that like this that can happen. It's just serious, man. Haiti needs your help right now. Everybody, we're asking everybody to donate and definitely, you know, send your donations. You know what I'm saying? So if you can donate something, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna go donate something today. You know what I'm saying? It says text YELE to 501501. Donate $5. If you don't got 50, if you could donate $5, do that, because we definitely going to donate that today. We will be talking about it on Street Queens and Movement also. Shout out to my man, like I said, my man Act the Fool. He is Haitian. Shout out to the whole Haitian community, you know what I'm saying, Little Haiti and everything. So we asking everybody to support your people, and you know what I'm saying, everybody, we asking everybody to support the people in Haiti, like right now. Like, this is serious. Like, if you've seen the pictures, like, it's not a game at all. Definitely need your help, support that whole entire movement, you know, seriously. Like I said, we got some music for y'all today, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna play some John Sporting.
I'm on 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show, 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show, 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. I'm on 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show, 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show, 4 G's with hoes I never seen before.
I used to let the flow go off a GP. Now I let the flow go for a couple G's. A nigga stock went up, don't you notice me? I'm even good overseas, nigga, Google me. When I went to check, they bring them checks out. When I'm done, it's a comma with them zeros out. Cause I got the cane flow that they talk about. I ain't heard it this good since Kane was out. I make the hood diddy bop when my shit bump. Even haters move their heads, niggas can't front. Nigga told me, sport you like a broke key. And when the world feeds you, they gon' be numbsy. You wanna hear me put my bros together? Tell them niggas put a couple of them G's together. Make sure you put my 50s and my 100s together. And we can get what we want together, huh?
I want 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. I want 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before.
And if you wanna see my shit live, tell promoters I'ma need an extra 25. Cause I'm a rowdy big nigga like 6'5. Hook the two-piece nigga like Chris Chavs. The book me you gon' need like 30 G's. 20 up front, half cash, don't front. The other 10 have it ready before I hit the front. Or I'ma had a whole hood, fuck this whole shit up. Follow them terms and I do a lot of business with ya. Probably do something extra if my niggas feel ya. Cause I'm nothing like them others that you hear about. Talk the game, but they actually never play it out. I got joints throwed up, nigga, pick them out. Girl joints the street bangers, check them out. You feel that? That's why I need 30. A nigga from the hood, put it in the brown bag,
I
homie.
I want 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before.
And when I'm on the road, right, make sure them hoes tight. Different combination, Asian and Jamaican type. I want them real thick, heavy in the booty type. Like a Buffy or a Key toy, I make them glow like they Leroy. Two of them on me, that's the shit, boy. Orgy in the whip, boy. When I put the gold wrappers on them, bet they start acting crazy like the cameras on them. See my flow like my stroke, so you know I be killing them. Hit them with a sample ever since you feeling them. Said she love the way I flow crazy on the beat, so I made her turn her face so I could flow down her cheeks. Kept my forces on and my jeans by my feet, so a nigga been just before I skeeted. I got some jizz in the weed, she had to clean it. I wrote a letter and I told her ass to read it.
What it say? 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. But 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before. 10 G's a flow, 30 G's a show. 4 G's with hoes I never seen before.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Leslie Lester, out in the building, giving you nothing but that hot music all day, every day. And you already know what it is. We're supporting the people that is out there in Haiti right now. Like I said, we definitely need you guys to support the people in
Haiti. Hey, what it do? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers, a.k.a. Captain Grab a Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Getting Somebody Daughter. And whenever I'm in the DMV, you already know I'm rocking with Lust Radio. And check this out. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, yo.
Promise.
promise today, but today I promise, if we don't make our own way, somebody'll take it from us. Snatch it like rats to cheese, so Lord help me please, cause I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. Living like I'm bulletproof, cocking a Glock and naming shoes. My future's ever clear, 180 proof. So I open the bottle to swallow my pride and drink the pain away. I take shots and just lay up, then fade away. Dreaming a better day, dreaming a better pay. But we got our work cut out for us, so we better pray. Pray to uphold the weak, not for eternal sleep. But if I die, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Living like a bulletproof weed. Oh, bang, bang, bang.
Bang. Say I load it, cock and name is
true.
Say we load it, cock and name is true.
That's what it is, man. Feeling like you're bulletproof and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm still sitting here thinking about this whole situation. You know what I'm saying? With the whole Haiti thing got me all stuck and crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all guys checked out Tiny Chat, but, yo, it's a hot, you know, forum to definitely get some stuff cracking on Tiny Chat. I was on there with Big Brother Biz and your man, True Son Ali, and we was going in. Like I said, man, I'm going to have two wonderful hosts live in the building. Ebenisha, representing from the Cali area, and your boy, my boy, Future Guru 100, going to be live in the building. We're going to go to the phone lines and see if these wonderful people are live in the building. What up, what up, what up?
Hey, what's going on?
Mic check 1-2. Hey, I want to shout out all the people that's saying prayers right now to our people who are experiencing the Haiti earthquake. So I'm just logging in, and I'm that was almost like a moment of silence since we had the silence, you know. And shout out Ebenisha and Lush Radio and Lush. I know we talked about it already, and we're gonna have some people on the line that's this is affecting some people that are just close to us and around us.
Exactly.
So everybody, just think about it tonight when you're watching that news. If you moved to go and donate, please find out the best place to donate. You know, dig in, research, and ask some people. You might know, I know some people that just can know a few Haitians that they work with. Just start talking to people about where they can donate and help. They are in the middle of it, and it's strong. It's not over. It's real serious. Shout out to everybody saying prayers for the victims and the families. What's up, Lush? What's up, Ebenisha? How you doing, baby?
What's going on, babe?
Check out Wyclef John. He's doing some phenomenal work, and check in with Killer Slooty, who we got coming on the line. His family is definitely affected by this, man. So listen in and call in. I'm going to be tweeting the show that we're going in. We got some very, you know, nice topics and some nice guests. And we had to bring it to y'all on that serious note because we all feeling that right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, and you know what I'm saying? The crazy thing about, you know, Ebenisha out there in Cali, like, you know, that's the thing I'd be scared about is them earthquakes, man. Uh-huh. And, you know what I'm saying, to see something, you know what I'm saying, to see something like that, you know what I'm saying? You always hear about the earthquakes in California, but it don't be like this, they said people were taken off from Haiti, and they just turned around and just seen everything just, like, destroyed.
Exactly. Like the tsunami. It's the opposite of the tsunami.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what they're comparing it to.
I ain't never seen nothing like that, and my heart just goes out to the people out there, because, I mean, it's like, wow, like, imagine, you know, you're sitting there, you know, all your life, and, you know, this is all you know, and everything is taken away from you, you know what I'm saying, in a second, you know what I mean?
Yeah, where do you go? What do? That's your livelihood. That's all you know.
Yeah,
well, you got some people that's over here devastated because they can't reach their families by contacting. I'm digging on what we know on as far as emergency lines that are set up. I might have some time while we're on the show to look into any emergency relief numbers. But we know that the phone lines are crazy jammed and people really connecting with each other. And the U.S. is worried, so
there's
a lot of stuff
really
going on.
Yeah. They said basically that they said they only got like one like line really that they can only call in to find out if family members
yep.
is alive and
yep.
this that and the third. And what Wyclef got going on is Yelly. It's you got to text for the relief. It's text YELE to 501-501 to donate $5. Okay, basically text YELE. To 501-501 to donate $5 for the relief, man. Check out YELE.org, you know what I'm saying? Check out the foundation Wyclef got going on. And also UPS is donating some money also. So, I mean, it's serious, man. Like, there's people out there donating five, you know what I'm saying, everything. Like, people are donating. So, like, whatever you can do to help, you know what I'm saying? Please help. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be a plan. It's got to be a plan in place because you can see what you're going to have around you is if you take notice, everybody, it's going to be real situations where people are going to be trying to pack up and send stuff over there and know that their family's over there just to get their family's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that don't even have homes anymore. And just remember that. Don't have homes anymore. That's it. I mean, you know, the homes have crumbled. You're looking at it right on live TV. They don't have it. They don't have it anymore. So
yeah,
that's why it's a lot of stuff that's needed right now.
It's real talk.
And every little bit counts.
Yeah, I definitely need to come and support that whole situation, man. Like I said, man. Like I said, yesterday, you know, we played some Hot or Not to support the Hot or Not cats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we said play some Hot or Not, and I played a couple of them early and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So,
shout out to the Hot or Not fam, Les. Everybody that's supporting. I got some names, Sancho the Kid, Virgil Kent, J. Crow, 877. Killer Slutty and Sky High ENT, the Slate Stone, and, you know, the Party General. Can't forget about him. And True Son Ali. And that's what's up right there. We know that they on with us. Appreciate them, and we appreciate the Retweet Squad. Shout out to the Retweet Squad. I've got a bunch of people following that page. And make sure you follow Diverse M Group on Twitter. Diverse M Group. For this promotion and these packages Lush is offering, make sure you check in with Lushy Lush. It's a new trending topic on Twitter. I'm #, Lushy Lush, so you can all see the information that we bring in, y'all. It's really a movement that Ebenezer's involved with and helping us organize and promotion. We give it to you. We give you the press release. We got new guests coming on deck and new sponsors coming on deck. Shout out to our sponsors, Strictly Bump One and Gina 28304 on Twitter, Strictly Bump One on Twitter, and www.ohanashop.com, OHANASSHOP.com, and StrictlyBump1.com. We appreciate our sponsors, y'all.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. This Haiti situation just like really makes you like think about like the situation with Katrina, but this is like worse than Katrina. Like, this is like really crazy right here. Like, the whole Earth just came up, man.
Yeah, like, if I got Killer Flutie checking in. I think he's going to call from a 407 number. I told him to call in the next few so we could bring him in on this conversation, this topic, because we got into something real deep, and I got some things to say on it, but we got to hear how deeply this is affecting T-Bird and the whole Sky High ENT fam.
Yeah,
T-Birdization.
I definitely try to call T-Bird. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he give me a head back and try to connect him, bring him on.
I'm about to DM Killer Flutie and tell him to call in now since we're talking about Haiti right now. That's real talk, y'all. I have to do it like that because me and Les discussed it earlier that we was going to discuss this topic, man. And it's real, man. Don't ignore it. You see Haiti right now on Twitter is the number one top. Go look on Twitter. Try to log in. What's the number one trending topic? Haiti. So don't ignore it. Just go on and click. I could click on it right now and show you how people is affected by this tonight, right now.
I mean, it could be you. It could be anybody. You know what I'm saying? It could be you. It could be anybody on this Haiti situation. We got a caller from the 218 live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You're live with our co-host, the one and only Ebenisha from the West Coast, and our boy, Future Guru from Jersey. What up, 281? You're live in the building. We talking about Haiti right now. What up?
What up? This is the real K-Dub calling to check in.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
K-Dub in the
building.
Hey, we got to give K-Dub a warm welcome. We're going to be having sound effects flying around for Big Dogs. When they come on the air, that's how she be going in. Hey, I'm clapping and whistling.
What?
Thanks, Lush. Big Dog. That's that Big Dog welcome.
Word.
Yeah. Shout out to K-Dub. You already know. And we definitely rocking with K-Dub. K-Dub is somebody who actually was introduced to me by my homie, The Real G-A-T on Twitter. Follow my homie, The Real G-A-T, T-H-A-R-E-A-L-G-A-T. And, you know, that's one of my watchdogs on Twitter. See, we always on point on Twitter. Like, cats that do sideline moves and sidewinder moves and stuff like that. We got people that just watch our back, man. So K-Dub is somebody that I could just talk to and say, hey, what's up? And then we just talking real stuff and We want to have a nice day because we doing our own thing and making things happen. But, you know, we could just talk real on Twitter and do straight business. Everybody will have a great productive day on Twitter and whatever else they got to do. So I appreciate K-Dub from the beginning. Always has some great insight onto the business. And I just appreciate the homie G-A-T for us just talking real stuff about another homie. Like, that being K-Dub. So that's just all I need to say about that. And I appreciate you, K-Dub, for being able to drop that call. And you joining our show is a good look for Lush Radio. It's a good look for me, for sure. Ebenisha and the Retweet Squad that we talked about, K-Dub, and all your artists and all your people you working with. We appreciate you, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all looking out for me. You know, this is certainly something that I was looking forward to. I see all y'all doing y'all thing, and just to have an opportunity to network with y'all is really a good thing. And, you know, always got to, you know, something good to say. I think when I logged in earlier, you guys were talking about Haiti, and it's such a tragic situation. And it was interesting, but in the middle of all of the tragedy, have y'all noticed that there are, like, really some people that really are less than sympathetic to the tragedy? And I happen to be just going through some people in my timeline on my Twitter page, and a lot of people, including Roland Martin from CNN, are just really going in on the Rush Limbaugh dude, who I don't have no love for anyway. But the fact is that this man represents a lot of people's interests. He articulates a lot of opinions that go unspoken by others. And I think that that's something that in the middle of all this tragedy, people are identifying themselves. And I think it would behoove everyone to be clear on who's on your team and who's not on your team.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
I mean, that dude, Pat Robertson, that, you know, was talking about crazy mess on there, you know, the lack of sympathy and stuff that he had. Like, everybody's on there talking about he need to kill himself and everything, that, you know, he a bullshit dude. Like how you gonna like, not have sympathy for some cats that's going through it right now? Somebody, like, yo, that's mad. That's dirty. Like, what's wrong with you, yo? Yo, they calling him the devil. They calling him the devil on there. For real.
Well, he's behaving like the devil. He's behaving like the devil. If you see the devil, you got to say where he at. I mean, who wants him around? I don't want him behind me. I mean, he better be behind me. I don't want him in front of me or behind me. But you know the point I'm trying to make is, I understand what Kay is saying, because what you actually going to see this on the news. You're going to see it on Twitter. This, because, you know, when you turn away from the news and we used to see that stuff, oh, I don't believe he said that. All you can do now is go on Twitter. They're going to be saying it on Twitter now, like Kay said. Like, when you always used to see those shocking little, oh, I don't believe he said that. It used to just be on the news, y'all. Now, it's on Twitter, y'all.
It's on there. Twitter is the toilet bowl.
On there, y'all.
All this shit coming out of people's mouths.
That's true.
It really is.
This is a serious situation. It's affecting everybody, not just us. It's affecting people all over the world. Because, you know, actually Haiti was one of those countries that basically, you know, survived the whole slavery situation. Like, they fought for their independence. You know, these are still black Africans that ran their own company. I mean, ran their own country. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you gotta go back to the history of that situation. I mean, they were already kind of like poor in a sense, but then at the same time, it's like, you know, it's like they really don't have no exports coming in and out. So it's like they're really hurting right now. So they really, really need that support. So like I said, if you can text YELE to 501501 to donate the $5 to support the whole movement out there for the relief. YELE to 501501. Donate $5. Go ahead, Ebenisha.
My thing is, if we've all known that Haiti is one of the poorest countries, why, you know, now that it's going through such a tragedy, everyone wants to help out? Where was the help before this? I mean, I'm reading on the timelines that their annual income is $520.
Mm-hmm.
Less than they live, they surviving off of a dollar or less than $2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is news that people already have been aware of. Where is America?
Mhm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Wyclef. No, we always put it on the show. Lush is definitely on point with the Wyclef information. Please pay attention when she gives out that information. This is official. Wyclef information to donate, and we definitely appreciate everybody joining in, offering up, you know, it's got to be something that we can do, like, as a people that want to do something for another country. When Ebenisha made that point, where was the help? I mean, generally, like, this is the most devastating end of it. Like, the help has to come. It's an urgency reaction for the U.S. to react now. But when they in those dire straits before, nah, it's just like the person that's always at the, you know, that you gotta hold the door before you at the store, the liquor store, whatever, try to carry your bag. All of that stuff is like, I mean, you're not really gonna give him the $100 that you got, or the $10 that you got. You're not gonna give him that. You're going to break him up. I mean, and then you're going to walk right by him. You're like, oh, man, you out here again. I mean, it's different ways people look at that. But the urgency, now, if he was on fire or something, you know, or he was really with no shoes on with that zero weather, you might have a different reaction. Zero weather, dog, you ain't even got, you got holes in your sneakers. You have to see your feet. Then you might do something different.
Yeah, that's
same, with that same person, you might do something different. That's what we got as a people, as a country. They wait for them die. They wait for that crisis. That's what they do.
So they can look like the good guy.
Yeah, they can always come in like they missed to come and save somebody. But, you know, we already knew that this country was poor. You know what I'm saying? The same thing.
Never look down.
We got a caller from the 407. I'm hoping this is Killer Spooty right here. Peace, my dude.
You be right.
Killer Spooty.
We're in the building.
Killer.
Everything's crazy now. Everything's going crazy the last few days.
Hey, K Dub. Let me just tell you who we got on the line, K Dub. I'm a in my city, K Dub, Irvington, New Jersey. This is the president of Sky High ENT. Swazzo, aka T Bird, is the owner of Sky High ENT, and this is his man, Killer Slooty, who does the promotion machine. He's the marketing and the promotion for Sky High ENT. And I'll just send you and forward you some information on the videos and all the other stuff so you can connect with him in the future. But that's what we got on the line, K-Dub. I definitely need you to network
Word.
With him. Yeah, we got Killer Slooty on the check.
Word up.
This is a powerful show. This is one of the best shows we had since I've been on and trying to line up guests. So, like, I'm proud of Lush Radio, and I'm proud of what Lush was doing for us, guys. So I got to give a shout-out. Lush, can you give yourself a warm welcome one day? You don't got to appreciate
hey,
you, Lush.
Hey, yo.
No doubt.
Hey, yo, Snooty. Hey, yo, Sock Passe, man. Oh, man. I'm just really, you know, astounded by the whole situation. Like, what is the feedback you guys getting out there in regards to people finding family and everything like that? What are they saying out there?
It's just crazy right now. The boys, Wazzo, his family's house, it went down. And right now, waiting word, trying to find his nephews. Haven't heard no word yet, so we're wondering about that. So
mm-hmm.
We're just waiting on it. It's crazy right now.
Well, I'm on Twitter right now talking about Killer Slooty giving up the information, and we talking about this Haiti situation because this is one of the, well, like, since I came to Twitter and we done seen some devastating things, like, when you think about the, Irvington is a really dominated by Haitians also as well as us, African-Americans and everything. So, you know what, people around me, you can see that when I walk outside. I told Killer Slooty that earlier. That's a natural fact. You can see it in their faces. I am around the Haitian community, and Killer Slooty, you know that, because right down the street is where we all be. I mean, this is what we see. So
yeah.
You can see it on their faces, people. Worry, concern.
Donate. That's all we need to do. Donate. We need people to donate. Because T-Bird is planning to go to Haiti in March. He already has 300 pounds of clothes that he's bringing. So everyone that's willing to donate clothes or anything you can give up, hit me up on Twitter. I'll give you the information. We need that ASAP.
And this is going to be blogged, and this situation is not going to be rebuilt in no 2 days. We blogged this show, and we got information coming for y'all to donate. This is a real situation. We don't just put our shows on the shelf. We email our shows to people and tell people what's going on. Now, y'all think that those buildings can go right back up tomorrow? I'm sorry, no. We have a crisis here.
Yes, you definitely.
So that's why this show is definitely getting archived and blogged. And everybody listening can really find out.
I got quick information. Red Cross is looking for people that can speak Creole. Basically, we need you guys to contact Tony Rivera at 786-295-4635. Red Cross needs Creole speakers. Contact Tony Rivera at 786-295-4635. 786-295-4635. They're looking for people who speak Creole to basically translate to the people in Haiti. So
you know, they speak Spanish and they speak Creole, and you might find like a small smidgen of people that speak French. So, you know, you might find some that speak French. So, so basically, they're looking for somebody to speak Creole from the Red Cross. Make sure you text YELE, YELE to 501-501, okay, to donate $5 for the Haiti Relief Services. If you're going to Haiti or you know somebody going to Haiti, make sure you donate some clothes, whether it's food, whether it's care packages, whatever you can do. I'm gonna go on there and I'm gonna donate on the online to the yelly.org. Go to yelly.org / donations and go and donate. We want you to go ahead and donate today. You know what I'm saying? The DMV is actually the DMV artists from the DMV Awards are actually gonna be doing a benefit show this Saturday for relief for Haiti in the DMV. They're going to be doing a show to get some money together for the DMV. I've never seen so many people come together. Like, I mean, the whole world is definitely, you know what I'm saying, trying to support Haiti with this whole situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm just hoping that government officials do the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And don't do the situation. You know, put the money in, don't squander it, and have them people
that's
out
right.
there like that. Don't pull a Katrina move, man, for real.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's why I'm like, I'm proud of what Wyclef is doing, because when in the crisis could we, where could we look? I think I would like to look to Wyclef and see what he's doing. That's how we got to think, y'all. We got to think like that. I just tweeted that Killer Slutty is talking about the situation in Haiti. And I'm saying send prayers for Sky High ENT, T Bird and Dooley, and Wyclef. You know?
And Wyclef.
That's right.
For
that's
real.
What I'm talking
does
about.
A lot. Wyclef does a lot.
That's
shout out
right.
to Wyclef and shout out to President Obama, too, because he's doing a lot, too. Shout out President Obama.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you have to, we need somebody to look to and have an organization. You could almost, people. Matter of fact, if anybody listening, I'm just going to find out myself, do my research tonight about the links and the information Wyclef has, so we can actually go in and help that, and that's what we gotta look to, man. Let's got just got done talking about like you know where is this? We gotta go to the right place, yo.
Yeah, I need to log on to yelly.org. /donation, and y'all can go donate on there. And basically, they said that the Haiti. They said Wednesday, January 13th, Haiti faced a natural disaster that was unprecedented. The magnitude was a 7.0 earthquake, and several very strong aftershocks struck only 10 miles from Port-au-Prince. And they can't stress enough what the human disaster that this over 2 million people in Port-au-Prince tonight face catastrophic disasters. So basically, you know, the U.S. Army is going over there. They're sending the troops over there. I would think they're sending National Guard to go over there right now. And like they said, go ahead and send the $5 is YELE to 501-501. I can't stress it any more than what I'm saying right now because this is serious. This can happen to anybody. Anybody.
Exactly.
For real. So I mean, this is basically a grassroots situation. Y'all need to support this. I don't care if y'all got a dollar, whatever you got, support them because. This is serious, man. Like, I mean, come on. Like, how you wake up in the morning and your house gone? You wake up in the morning and you can't even cook your food like you want to. You wake up in the morning, your family dead. Like, come on now. You know what I mean? Let's think about somebody else other than yourself. Let's donate, man. For real. You know what I mean? I'm just praying to God that this situation isn't like Katrina, where, you know, we still got people who are still torn to this day. On the Katrina situation, I hope people move fast and do what they had to do, and the money goes in the right place. That's all I'm saying. People need to go ahead and donate right now. But I know we in a sad mode right now. And but I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all some music, man. We got two hot dudes in the building, and we're gonna be, and you know, our topic today is entrepreneurship, but we will be going back to the 80s situation and throwing out them links and everything. But like I said, if you're just joining us now, we got the beautiful Ebenisha, my man with the plan, Future Guru 100, along with Killer Slootie, you know, Sky High ENT. Don't forget the two wise, man. Stop playing games. And we got your man K-Dub live in the building, producer, all producers live in the building. We getting it in. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and play a joint from Sky High real quick. We got a joint right here. It's called Food Stamp Chick. Let me go through this arsenal real quick. We definitely got that joint for y'all. You know what I mean? Sky High. Food Stamp Chick. Tell me what you think, baby. And we'll come back in a second.
A word is born.
Yeah.
Word. Sky High. Y'all new member of the group. Tyler Mahal.
Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. I got a five-star bitch, she my five-star chick. She get head for the money, never kiss her on the lips. Ass like Lola with her Angelina lips. And I almost mac when she mopped me in a whip. She my five-star chick, and she buy me bracelets. And she takes me to trips, and she feed me shrimp. Porno flicks, call me on my core list. Come and record this, dick is enormous.
I turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. I turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby. Turn a food stamp chicken to a five-star baby.
Now I'm a five-star stunner with a food stamp, bitch. Padlock on her Louis, picking up her whip. She need me around to help pick it up a bit. I'm like, you from out of town, you don't know nothing, bitch. You from out of town, you don't know nothing, bitch. I don't shoot and turn around, I empty the whole clip. From Springfield Avenue, Clinton to Goldsmith. She throwing up oodles and noodles like, oh, shit.
Stop running close, so look behind me. I ain't one of these regular ass bitches you be finding. Kick his bummy ass to the curb right where I find him. You ain't on my level, need a ladder to start climbing. Bad bitch, you could call me Miss Five Star Chick. Better yet, Miss Sky High Rich. Miss only fuck five star dick. Getting paid, see, come and fuck y'all lip dick. Nigga couldn't pay.
Turn a food stamp chicken to a five star.
I did it.
Turn a food stamp chicken to a five star.
I did it.
Turn a food stamp chicken to a five star.
I did it.
Turn a food stamp chicken to a five star.
I did it.
Turn a food stamp chicken to a five star.
I did it.
Turn a food stamp chicken to a five star.
I did it.
Scott, Dooley, Taj Mahal, Swazzo, Jersey.
Yeah, are you a five-star chick or are you a food stamp chick? Hey, there's a couple of them out there. Hey, I don't know. Be the choice. Check it out. Are you a five-star food stamp? But I got my people, they going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, what you're listening
Yo,
to.
Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. Live in the building, and I got my beautiful, beautiful co-host, Ebenisha, and my boy, Future Guru, live in the building, 100, K-Dub in the building, Killer Scooby in the building, Sky High ENT in the building, shout out T-Bird, shout out the All Haiti fan, you already know what it is, man, we in the building, for real.
Chris Montana.
For real. Yeah, they got a hot event going down, pre-Valentine's Day party going down. February the 13th, they're giving out the Burberry, authentic Burberry bag.
with cash in it. If you're a five-star chick and you bad, you're going to get that cash, baby. So you already know what it is, man. It's going down. Fresh Montana going to be in the building. DJ Lazy Clay. It's going to be crazy right there, man. Y'all need to holler at Sky High. Kill Scooty on the line. He'll give you more details, but it's going down. You already know what it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Well, you know, I mean, I know we was talking about some, we're going to throw some more stuff out there about the Haiti, but we want to go ahead and get started with our cast we got in the building and stuff, man. K-Dub, man, tell the people that, you know what I'm saying, don't know. Let them know where you from, how you started into the music game, producing and everything. You know what I'm saying? Give us a quick synopsis of what you're about, fam.
Word up. Well, this is my 14th year in the business. I started off working in the finance end of the business, handling royalty issues, contract issues, getting people out of bad situations, handling the bread aspects of the business. And I would work for a number of years with 8-Ball and MJG, South Circle, a lot of the cats from the Suave House era out of Houston, Texas. And now I'm in Los Angeles making moves, doing some big things out here. I'm doing a lot of infomercial production. I'm doing a lot of music production for people. I'm working with television networks. I'm getting it in. And I'm still on the money blast because at the end of the day, we all in this as entrepreneurs to turn that dollar over and buy ourselves some freedom and cultivate opportunities. And that's really what I'm about. I don't only do it for myself, but I do it for others. And everything that I teach people how to do, they're all things that I do for myself and that I do for my other clients. So there are a number of different things that I'm involved with on a regular basis. You could take probably half of my day is spent helping other people manage their businesses, managing their cash flow, whether it's through invoice financing, purchase order financing, equipment leasing, things like that, basic things that you have to have if you're going to go into business. And I also specialize in finding people money for particular projects given certain parameters are met. And I also handle my own business. So, you know, a lot of times people use me as a soundboard to see if their project is even feasible or not because of my understanding of how money changes hands in this business.
That's real talk. So basically you're a jack of all trades, man. I mean, since we're talking about entrepreneurship and everything, that's, you know, usually the topic of the show on Wednesdays and everything. I'm definitely proud of everything that you're doing, and we definitely need that, you know, in the community with our people, you know, strong men like you doing your thing, running businesses and educating other people how to manage their money and manage their businesses and stuff. You know, inform the people how important it is to be able to budget and manage your money instead of just blowing it, you know what I mean? You know, let the people know what's good about that situation.
Okay. Let's first talk about what happens as you move forward in running your own business. The first thing that happens is that you realize you don't get paid today if you offer a service or a product to somebody. You get an invoice. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, that invoice is going to pay in either 30, 60, or 90 days, mm-hmm. which in the real world doesn't work unless you manage it because you have daily expenses, weekly expenses, and monthly expenses. So if the income from your business is not coming in at the same rate that your expenses are going out, you are eventually going to come to a serious situation. Wow. And if you don't have personal credit and you don't have business credit, your business will die because you simply don't have the cash flow. Your business may be profitable, but if the cash flow isn't timely enough, your business will fail. So the first thing that I teach people how to do is how to manage that very difficult issue of how to turn a 30-day invoice, a 60-day invoice, a 90-day invoice into cash in, let's say, no more than 5 days. So this way, your business is operating off of the profits of the business versus having to bring in outside investors or having to sell off portions of your business for a value for less than it's worth just to keep the doors open. Mm. Which, if you look at what is the number one failure of business, is not that people can't do the business or they can't sell their product or they can't sell their service, is that they can't manage the money not coming in as fast as it goes out.
Wow, that's a good point.
Oh.
So I had a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, my thing is, as you mentioned that, Kay, how important is it for people that's just starting their corporations and their business to funnel and start bank accounts at the end of, like, produce, showing your receipts at the end of the day if you have a bank and a business? If you're in business, you open your doors and say, this is my business. Don't you think your bank is going to say, well, you in business. You've been in business for 2 months. You ain't came to the bank and make no deposits. Like, you should make deposits daily. Tell them how important that is. I just wanted to say that and let you go on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's important to show your activity of your business because ultimately that's what your business is judged by. It's judged by cash on hand. It's judged by the regularity of your income. Your business is valued by the amount of revenue that you have coming in on a regular basis. So if you want to take your business and you want to grow your business and bring in an investor or bring in a bank, the first thing they're going to ask you is, well, let me see your accounts receivable aging reports. Let me see what your cash flow looks like, because that's going to tell them, well, how much is your business really worth, and should I be involved with your business or not?
Good point.
So if you're busy doing a cash-heavy business, but you're not making timely deposits, because I say there aren't a lot of businesses out there, but like I say, in the entertainment, it's certainly possible that you could be getting cash. You could be getting cash payments. You could be getting checks and depositing these funds and only receiving a partial benefit from that activity because you're not making it regular enough.
Oh, boy. Thank you for that. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. So all of those things are important. And the first thing I tell people when they're going into business is learn how the money changes hands in your chosen field. So that when you go to make your projections, you're not making unrealistic projections about how your money's going to come in.
Fantastic information, because there are so many areas people overlook when they start a business.
Mm-hmm.
So K-Dub is touching on them right now. So this is a very important show. Actually, this is a groundbreaking show, and we have to applaud Lushy Lush for her insight.
Yes.
We have to applaud her for the Street Queens movement. We have to applaud her for bringing a platform for young entrepreneurs, okay? Let's not even say we talking about the old entrepreneurs right now, because, you know, they can learn something from our show. That at least they're going to learn that we trying to teach some of the young entrepreneurs. That's one thing they can learn. So we got them, too. But we have a 14-year veteran in the music business, in the business industry. It's not just a music business with K-Dub. It's not just a music business with me. It's not just a music business with Lush Radio Online or Ebenezer. So we welcome people of this magnitude to our show. We welcome them.
Exactly.
And I want to thank y'all for having the thought process to bring me on board to your show, because I deal with people daily
that literally don't have access to people like us who are willing to share and willing to build teams and to build networks to be successful. And having a platform such as this is really invaluable for anyone who has a desire to move forward and be in business for themselves. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to come in and add my two little cents.
Okay, Doug, we appreciate you. We appreciate you 110. And we got the Retweet Squad out here that's going to show you love, and Lush Radio, and everybody that's all our followers, you know, when they hear the show, you know, we welcome them to listen. And you know what? We said it before on our last show. Get a pen, please, and get a pad for our show. We don't take this information lightly. Just like we can tweet it, we can bring it to you on this platform and take it up a notch. Yeah, we got Twitter, but Lush Radio is doing worldwide things, just like Future Guru 100 and Ebonisha.
Mm-hmm.
So we are taking it global. We can't take it to y'all living rooms yet, but guess what? We going to do that, yo. Don't play with us.
We are in their living rooms if they online.
Are we going to talk about CBS and NBC? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. CBS and NBC and Fox before they get rid of Fox. Comcast. Something.
I'll
let you boy. Comcast next, y'all.
Hey, Deb, I got a question. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
The easiest way to get in touch with me is on Twitter.
That's right.
Hit me up at @TheReal_KDub, TheReal_KDUBB. Hit me up on Twitter. My page is open. I try to respond to everybody. And what I do is I take what people come to me with, and, you know, then we move to the next level via email, phone, consultation, and then we build from there.
Hey, man, let me just add this. Act like you got some sense when you Twitter K-Dub, please, because I'm co-signing this. This is my man. We are actually trying to have etiquette on Twitter and be business and be professional when you make your presentations. Please, we stress that. Lush Radio, we have standards. We have standards.
Mm-hmm.
No, elevate yourself. Elevate yourself and holler at K-Dub. When you want to be somebody, when you want to reach for the stars, and do it properly, y'all. I mean, I like to say that because we are inviting them to talk to you, so we got to say we got some standards here. We don't let nothing get by us, K-Dub. Sorry, but we ain't trying to send nobody away from you, but we want them to come correct when they hit you up.
I appreciate that. And also, you guys can check out my new working home here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's www.westsidestages.com, WestsideStages.com, westsidestages.com. That is...
Hey, K-Dub, stay with us, man, because we still got some more couple of thoughts and stuff. But we definitely going to, you know, ask you some more questions. Well, we want you to stay on the line with us. So we got our man, Killer Flutie.
Killer!
You know what I'm saying?
About to act up.
And I got a song from K-Dub we're going to play, you know, later and stuff in the building. But Killer Flutie, you know, strong... dude, definitely, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing with Sky High Entertainment. That's not with one Y, that's two Y's, you know what I'm saying? They're going to beat me up.
Thank you, Lush. Ooh, so, my girl is so good. She is so smart. Thank you, Lush. Thank you, Lush. I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
I'm going to beat you, I swear to God.
I'm going to help you.
Two Y's.
Two Y's.
No, but Killer, you know what I'm saying? We got to thank your man, Future Guru, for actually bringing K-Dub and Killer Studio on the line with us, you know what I'm saying?
for real, you know what I'm saying, bringing, you know, these wonderful men that's dropping some serious jewels for the people. So, Killer Studio, man, I mean, you're working with a business now. You know, tell us, you know what I'm saying, people that don't know about Sky High Entertainment, let them know the synopsis, who's involved in the situation, how y'all got into it, everybody met up, you and T-Bird, you know what I'm saying, and the whole process, you know what I'm saying, building an entity, man. Let them know what the deal is.
But a lot of people don't understand when you're coming into the business, you got to pay dues. See, a lot of these artists come in and they see all of these features and they think they just jump on because they're hot. The thing is, the way it works out is you got to pay. We paid our way into the game. We paid max to get on, and from there it took off. So we had to pay our dues to get to that point. The business started up in T-Bird. So, I mean, just, you know, being a local block boy, he wanted to get bigger than that. So we figured, why not run with a company? So we just masterminded from then. And then we just figured, we're going to work hard. That's what we do. There ain't never a day off in Sky High. There's never a day off.
Mm-mm.
No, we work. Even today, with a tragedy going on, we're still working. Still working. T-Bird, he's working right now.
Yep.
And if you get him on the line, you'll find that out. He'll tell you himself.
I talked to T-Bird today. Shout out to T-Bird. He is working. I talked to him today.
I'm going to try to call T-Bird in a second on 3-way and try to patch him in real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Wazzle.
And bring him on the line, you know?
Yeah, I just Wazzle on there.
You already know.
He's on party.
Hey, the Guru, crazy.
Hell yeah,
that's
what I do. Dr. T-Bird.
Where do you think Guru got that from?
Got that from Swazzo. Shout out to T-Bird, yo. Shout out to Max Biggavell. Shout out to Biggavell.
Yeah, free Biggavell. Shout out to Frenchie. Maserati Fox will be at that party, too. Got a name drop, Maserati. G-U hit them out. He's going to be out there. DJ Stunner from Shadyville DJs, he's going to be out there. Bruce Fitz, he's going to be out there. And 40 Cal, he's going to be out there, too. Can't forget them.
Yeah, it's going to start it, man. Y'all better be out there, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the whole situation with how did you and T-Bird link up, you know what I'm saying, to make, you know what I'm saying, this wonderful collaboration, man?
No, most definitely. We're real down to earth. We're not that hard to talk to. Anyone can hit us up. And we do try to respond to everybody, but sometimes it's hard when we're overflooded. So please don't take it as disrespect when we don't respond right away.
Yeah. Let's want to know how you and T-Bird hooked up, man. How T-Bird is your brother. We know that. I know that. Now, they don't know that. T-Bird is like... He takes care of Killer Slootie, because Killer Slootie go hard. He's the machine. So just tell Lush how it came together for you and T-Bird. Like, where you meet T-Bird? How y'all down like that, man? Tell her what's up.
How I met T-Bird. Wow. I met T-Bird from another acquaintance. I was with some other group who shall remain nameless because I don't want to go there. But someone knew T-Bird and told me, yo, Killer, you need to holler at T-Bird. All right, so I holler at T-Bird, just on some, you know, I just want to see what's up. And he just sounded like he had a mind to him. He's smart. Like, a lot of cats is lazy, and they don't got a brain. They don't know how to move. T-Bird, when T-Bird talks to you, he could sell you a bridge, a broken bridge, and you're still going to buy it. So he's just good with his words. But the thing about T-Bird is he's just not going to tell you something because you want to hear it.
Mm.
Everything he tell you, he delivers to you. So when he put me on from the first day I met him. So from that point on, I was like, we just started working every day. And the thing about a team, there has to be constant communication.
Exactly.
And that constantly. If you're not doing that, you will fall apart eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Hey, tell him about the early days, Killer. Tell him about the early days when we watch everything now and we carefully, we know who on Twitter's popping. We already said months and months and months ago, Killer, that they got to come through me, us, and what we do as a team. But, like, tell them how the thing works, man, like the mastermind, like how we just like put it, like when you put it in the real terms, no days off, tell them what no days off really mean, man.
One of the old days is basically when you're spending all your late nights on the phone with people, just making them connections, game planning. And not just being on Twitter, but just associating and networking. You know, like our song said, Call My Connect. That's the real talk right there. We've made so many connections in the game. It's all about your consistent grind. And you can't be just telling people broken promises either. Because eventually, they will find out.
Yes, no broken promises here. Deliver that.
No broken promises. Because you burn them bridges, you can't build them back again.
That's real.
Do not
talk.
Burn bridges.
That's how your man Slay Stone said. He said, keep it 1,000, son. For real. Keep it 1,000.
Could you speak on like how you considered the package and how T-Bird presented it to you? Like from my perspective, it's like how I thought that, hey, man, these guys got some videos. They got a video crew on deck. They got their own studio and stuff. And they got their own engineer that's giving them a quality sound. Could you, like, touch on that, how that package looked to you, like, when you saw that from T-Bird and how he was doing this thing like that?
T-Bird is a constant game planner. So nothing that he does doesn't go without a schedule to it. So the way you see things laid out now, everything we've done has been laid out. Like you see them videos,
Word.
We spent so many late nights just sketching ideas, like a movie scheme, like we're writing a script. And that's how we do the videos. And same thing with the website, and you see us on Twitter. Everything is game planned. That's why you can find us on any website basically you go to. It's just
tell them
skyhighondeck.com.
They can see all of that at www.skyhighondeck.com. Yes.
Two wise. Yeah, we're on there.
That's where I caught it at. I caught it from there, and I caught it from the YouTube. The YouTube pages that Killer Slooty put together, tremendous work. He did a great job, and now he has his own Sky High page on YouTube. He was working on both pages, making it happen, and the MySpace, and his homies, T-Bird's homies with the MySpace. They got a little machine, man. It ain't no little machine. It's a big machine. Big machine.
Real quick to interrupt in the chat room, shout out to everybody in the chat room. Guest 3677, guest 4055, everybody else that's in the chat room. Miss Week that's live in the chat room, she said shout out to K Dub. That's her uncle, she said. So, you know, shout out to you.
I got a shout out to the whole Trent fam, AP the mayor. I got to shout out him and Presley Girl One because. Presley Girl One is definitely a part of the network. Killer Studio could tell you how we been really networking with her, man. She's like family to us, and we actually got her brother on deck, AP the Mayor. Shout out to AP the Mayor on Twitter. And Killer Studio and Presley Girl is real cool people, y'all. So that was just my people that I'm co-signing right now.
Yeah, you're right. It's not for the radio, though. It's not for the radio.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's all I need. I get the future Goobie 100 co-sign. It's a wrap, son.
K-Dub got it. He's been at it. K-Dub been at it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Months now.
Okay. My question is, what's your next thing that you want to do outside of taking your music to a different level?
Actually, we want to get into movies next. So look for a feature films coming soon. Doing one this year called Single Again. We're doing that. We're looking to do movies and expand that company because we are an LLC company. So it's a lot more music that we're doing. We're looking to go in any direction that's actually going to end up with more revenue coming into our pockets.
Yep. Ooh, I can't wait to work with y'all. We about to make some bread.
K-Dub, I'll forward you a whole bunch of stuff, K-Dub, so you can see what's up, so you can see it like I see it, man. I just want K-Dub to see it like I see it. That's why I felt that this call was monumental, actually, because I know what K-Dub is all about, man. And definitely represent it, man. I mean, Lush Radio, right in the mix, man.
It's a good deal. And when I hear people talking about expanding their revenue streams, that just is music to my ears.
Me too.
That is music to my ears. So you know, good looking on y'all making those moves. I like to hear people taking care of their business, because there's really nothing in between taking care of your business and getting those extra revenues other than the planning and the execution that you guys are already displaying. It's just building to the next level. And it makes the heart feel warm to know that there's really people out here doing it, because as I'm sure y'all all know, there are a lot of people out here who's straight perpetrating the fraud and making life more difficult for the people that's actually out here doing it.
Hold up, Dad.
I think you need to repeat that.
We could do two more shows back to back to back to back. K-Dub, with that kind of comment, we might have a marathon.
Oh yeah, because they need to be identified. We all need to know. If nothing else, we all need to know who the fakers are, so that we don't get caught up with them.
Exactly.
Don't get caught up.
And have a waste of time.
Right, because time is the one thing we can, no matter how much bread we make, we can't buy time.
Exactly.
That's right.
So don't waste
time,
people who don't value it.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody's time is valuable over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even bother Lust with I come at Lust, it got to be proper-like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't interrupt Lust with no garbage. Don't do it. She's the CEO. Follow the chain of command. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the chain of command, everybody. Don't bother us with the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to everybody, all our followers and all our Retweet Squad people. We definitely got to shout out our sponsor, Strictly Bump One, and shout out ohanashop.com. We in effect. We love our sponsors, so we making it clear, K-Dub. We out there networking with our show and getting these sponsors, and we treating them like family every step of the way. And we going the extra mile, and that's why we putting out there. And I got another surprise sponsor coming up to the show I'm working on, so I'm putting this work in. We the new media, like me and Lush say right now. We the new media.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we here for.
Good business.
I just got off the line with T-Bird. I'm gonna call him on three-way and everything. You know.
Now the show is about to get Swazo. If I may, I am about to light Twitter up with that one. If Swazo gets on this call, it's about to go down.
You need to log on now.
It's on like popcorn on Twitter. It's going to have to be.
Swazo
gets on this call, I am going to light Twitter up like the 4th of July.
You need to go ahead and get that cracking like right now at this moment, because I'm about to go punch them numbers in, you know what I'm saying,
right now.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
I said,
it's going down.
Quick question for both of y'all while I'm dialing this, you know what I'm saying, dialing him up real quick. Y'all go ahead and answer this question. If y'all could give these up-and-coming, you know, artists or entrepreneurs some kind of advice, this goes out to Studio and K-Dub, what would it be, starting with my man K-Dub and then passing it down to Studio? I'm about to make this phone call. Go ahead. We going in tonight.
All right. My advice would be to get yourself a business plan. Put everything you want to do in a living, breathing document so that it's not just all in your head, and make sure that your business plan is simple enough for someone who does not understand your business to be able to understand it. That is the most important thing that I see people starting off in business. They don't have the proper business plan to be able to go out and effectively build their business.
Good advice.
And then, K-Dub, why don't you tell the listeners what they need inside their business plan?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, the most important thing in any business plan is to make sure that those projections and those numbers balance out. Because if the dollars don't add up, then it don't make sense.
And if you need to pay somebody to do it, you pay that money to a professional to make sure that your projections are proper and within the realm of reality. Because the quickest way to get run out of business is to come in with some substandard numbers, some numbers that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's real talk. Sorry to interrupt real quick. But we do got, you know what I'm saying, T-Bird live in the building right now. So, you know what I'm saying, we got T-Bird live in the building.
What up, T-Bird? This Guru.
Yeah, what's up, Guru? What's going on?
Glad you could join the show. Glad. I'm happy you on the show. I'm glad you could join the show, Bird.
Yeah, you know I'm in the building, man. Shout out to all the people that supporting Haiti right now. You know?
Word
My house in Haiti done went under, you know what I'm saying? Can't find my two nephews right now in Haiti right now. So it's going down. I'll be out there like 2 months with a couple hundred pounds of supplies for them. This is what I do on the regular. I send packages to Haiti, old shoes and all that stuff that I take for granted for and probably throw it away, you know? You clean it up and send it to people in Haiti, you know? So I'll be out there in March when everything calm back down. You know what I'm saying? Sky High Entertainment, Cocaine City, you know what I'm saying? Convict.
Yeah, we know you was working today, Bird, through all of this madness and all of this devastation. So we appreciate this time you taking out to call in with us, man. And we had Killer representing real hard, real heavy, just like we do. Killer said, ain't no days off around here. So we telling him from Irvington, it ain't no days off, Bird. You know, it ain't no days off. And we know you looking for your nephews and your house is down, man. So we done sent out some Twitter love. I know Killer got some love from everybody on Twitter tonight, too. That's where it's at right now.
If anybody want to donate anything to Haiti, because I'm making these boxes, I pack boxes at 500 to 400 a pound, and I send to Haiti myself. You know, so if you want to donate anything to us to send to Haiti, you can hit us through MySpace/SkyHighENT, Facebook/SkyHighENT. Twitter/SkyHighENT, SkyHighOnDeck.com. You know, you can just send it to us, you know. You can get in touch with anybody from that area or that name or that Twitter or whatever. Anybody going to get back to you, shoes or whatever that you don't want, because we really need it back there. The stuff that's damaged over there is stayed damaged. Don't nobody fix it. Ain't enough money over there.
Nope.
Right.
I just sent $2,500 today.
Right. And just remember that Bird just offered y'all a way to ship some of the stuff that y'all don't even need, man. He said get at him on the MySpace, get at him on the Twitter, get at Killer Slootie on the Twitter. I'm in Irvington. You know, hey, it's locations where stuff can get to, man. And he just said that they need stuff. They're going to need stuff every day.
Radio station, you can hit whatever.
Yeah.
We'll really see if y'all people are hit it up. If y'all got listeners, we'll really see if y'all hit us up and donate something. I could donate a couple paper plates. I could donate a pack of paper plates and some spoons, you know? Ain't nobody asking y'all too much, you feel me?
And that's real talk right there. Like I told y'all before,
I can't even find my nephews right now. So you know how I feel right now? I don't even know how I feel right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy right there. Nobody can imagine a feeling like that, yo. Like that's crazy right there. Like I told y'all before, y'all need to text YELE.
Y'all need to shout out the people from Katrina too, man.
Yeah.
You know?
They were feeling it, man. We feeling it now too.
You know, shout out to
I'm going
to
tell y'all something real talk. This time last year, I was in Hurricane Ike in Houston. And I only was without my power for 2 weeks. I mean, and my structure was still standing. My home was still standing. Yeah, I had trees down in the yard, but I actually had a roof over my head. And I can only imagine the devastation that people are going through right now. And so, like I say, all the people who suffer from Katrina and Rita and Ike, we all got only a small taste of what people are going through in Haiti right now.
That's real talk, man. Like I said, man, it's not a game, man. I mean, just last year, my whole apartment blew up, son. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and God blessed me, and I was able to get another spot. But, yo, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that I went through, like, you know what I'm saying? And I've been homeless before, so it's not a game. You know what I'm saying? And I'm African. So, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people be going through it in situations. A lot of people don't take advantage of what they got, like regular natural resources. The fact to use water, to have running water, to have lights and all that stuff. Like, y'all got a lot of stuff here.
Two things I got to say. I've been in Haiti before, so. Mm-hmm. See, at night in Haiti right now, there's no lights. So
right.
it's like 3 million people, 4 million people walking outside at night with no lights. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Just walking around, screaming, yelling, blaming the Lord about this shit. So that's the shit that's going on in Haiti right now. Like, you feel me?
That's hard body information. That's serious information for y'all. Serious information. That's devastating information that everybody need to take a minute to really think about what they got to give. Think about what you got to give. Don't just listen and you know, because it got to be somebody around you that's feeling this, man. You gotta holler at them and say, you know, where to go to donate, man. This is something we reaching out for and giving the sense of urgency.
Shout out to Wyclef.
Yeah, Wyclef is really doing it.
He's doing it right now. You can donate $5. He got the number. He got the number on CNN. You can donate $5. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
$5.
Yeah,
like I said earlier.
Shout out to Wyclef.
Look to the leaders, man. Look to the leadership. This is the leadership that's standing up for Haiti. That's the leadership that's standing up for Haiti in the U.S. Is he the most one that you should look to? Yes. This shouldn't even be hesitation. Bird just shouted him out. It's not only that. Y'all all know Wyclef is Haitian.
Sit.
Talk to Wyclef.
He's one of
Get him
the
up on
ambassadors
Twitter.
For Haiti. He's one of the ambassadors for Haiti.
Exactly.
That's real talk. Like I said, man, y'all need to dial YELE 501, you know what I'm saying? This is the 501-501. Donate $5. Go to YELE.org/donation. Donate that $5. Even if you could donate 50, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you can do, donate. And you know what I'm saying? T-Bird already told you, you got clothes.
You don't want to donate money. Send the clothes this way. I mean, we'll wash them make sure that shit get to the people. You feel me? Make sure the clothes get to the people. You know, because I'm going to be out there in March, so y'all going to already see. Like, I ain't playing no games. I still ain't found my nephews now, and I ain't get no news yet. I don't even want to stress about it. You dig?
Be glad you joined us, though, Bird. Be glad you joined us.
I'm in the studio right now. I'm in the studio. I got to get my mother is going crazy right now. All the Haitian people in Irvington and North and Jersey and Brooklyn and New York and Miami, they're all going crazy.
Yeah.
Family's gone.
Well, that's real tough. They got
over. I just put that on Twitter. You shouting them out, man. That's what you do, man. That's how we do it.
And
we got people all over that screaming. Their families are screaming to their own families in the U.S. about the situation. Can you imagine 55 aunts and 65 cousins and everybody calling you back to back? This is really what happens in a devastating situation. Because trust me, I have seen a few of my Jamaican friends, a few of my Asian friends go through even the tropical storms and hurricanes in Jamaica.
That's it. Let me learn y'all something real quick before I go. I got to go. Let me tell you, the rocks shift under Haiti lift up. That's what causes earthquakes. Earthquakes in the U.S. is 3.5. The earthquake was in Haiti was 7.2. two.
Yeah.
Two. So, and now, if y'all don't notice, it's snowing in Florida. The oranges got icicle on them. This shit is getting fucked up. You got all types of stuff floating in space. If y'all ever know about that, y'all got to get up on y'all stuff. It's big objects flowing in space, messing with the messing with all the, they can't even fly up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much old satellite, this is, the garbage is flying in space right now.
That's right.
And then y'all don't even know about that. Y'all got to look up that right there. It's snowing in Florida. When the animals is going crazy right now. The animals.
Yes, it's actually, you know what I'm saying, a whole environmental shift of, you know what I'm saying, the land, the seas and everything. A lot of, you know, catastrophical situations is definitely going down, you know what I'm saying, that you wouldn't usually see in the past lives. Every time when we, you know, elevate as human beings, there's always a shift that happens, you know what I'm
the
saying.
The earth is moving, people.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't know, the earth is moving.
It
the
is.
The earth is moving. California is going towards the sun. We're going towards the water and all that shit.
Yep.
Y'all better look that up.
Yeah, good information. Know
that's
your surroundings.
Cool.
Know your area.
Hey,
know your
right.
geography.
DJ Medi already said he donated $10 to the people down there, so he donated $10 today. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to DJ Medi already. You know what I'm saying? For
love
real.
People.
Yeah.
Love people. For catch us. MySpace/ SkyINT. Twitter/ SkyINT. Facebook/ SkyINT. SkyHighOnDeck.com. If you want to donate, you can donate clothes. You ain't even got to donate no money. We don't want your money. You donate your money to Wyclef. And Wyclef will make sure it goes directly to Haiti. I'm gonna make sure to close, get to Haiti. I gotta go right now. I'm in the studio. I thank everybody, Guru. All right,
Bert.
You know,
Killer. That's right.
Yeah, we always around. Always around.
We always around.
Yeah.
Always around, y'all. Bert, no.
Mm-hmm.
Always around.
Fine.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Appreciate you. For coming through, man, and our prayers go out to you and your family, man. For
most
real.
Most definitely.
That's what's up, man. Oh, man, that's, you know. You know what I mean? You know, going through that, you know, you can't find your nephews, you can't call them and stuff. Like, that's crazy,
no.
Right, son? You know, seriously. You know, like I said, man, either, you know, get at Guru, get at Sky High. You know what I'm saying? Send out them clothes. I know me and Ebenisha, the whole Street Queens, the movement with all of us ladies, we definitely going to try to get some care packages together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Clothes, shoes, for everything. We going to try to, you know what I'm saying, get that together in bags. And, you know what I'm saying, definitely try to ship that over to Jersey because that's what we do, you know, all day, every day. We don't just do radio. We, you know what I'm saying, we actually help the community. We do that nonstop, you know what I'm saying? Not just when the tragedy is, we do it nonstop. So, like I said, you know, we're going to try to get some bags and stuff together and try to ship it out to y'all and get that together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You know,
so we can have that together by March.
Hopefully we had that before March so we could just, you know, start shipping the bags. If y'all got a P.O. box or y'all got a situation where, you know what I'm saying, we could send it, you know what I'm saying, we can shout that out every time on Street Queens, the movement, and throughout the whole week and start getting these bags together and start shipping it to y'all ASAP. For real.
We can send out
exactly.
addresses
to I'm about
that.
To start looking right now. As soon as we get off the phone, I'll be looking now. No, I got a lot of clothes I don't wear anymore.
I already got a bag already, and I already got blankets, a couple of stuff, you know what I'm saying, that I don't need. I know I got some shoes and stuff for my daughter. We're going to put it in the bag, you know what I'm saying, ship that stuff out, you know what I'm saying. After I get off, after the show and everything, we're definitely going to link up with Guru, and I'm going to call you Slooty, and we try to get this thing cracking and start getting these bags together, man, so these people can have some clothes and everything, man, for real.
Most definitely.
That's what he asked for. T-Bird asked for clothes.
everybody. And Wyclef, donate your money to Wyclef on Lush is giving out the information throughout the rest of the show, and we are actually digging in. This is ground floor what we have to do. Like, actually, we started, and y'all help us. That's what we asking. Nobody's asking for nothing other than help here. Y'all see the situation, you know the devastation. So, dig into your, just pay attention to what your research. You do your research right now, man. Just pay attention to what's going on. And basically, that was the most important part of this call right now, that y'all see this, what's going on. Like, learn about what's happening right now, man. When have you seen back-to-back devastation like this? It's going on. Like, in our lifetime, what are we seeing? We're seeing so much stuff that's too much. It's beyond the imagination, the scope that this could happen.
Exactly. It's like when we were children, we didn't even know about any of this. Now that we're adults, it's all coming to the forefront.
Everybody's witnessing these traumatic, you know the words. It's not even, you can't even put that in the words, how this devastation is taking place. It's something that I can't even put a finger on to even, like, pinpoint a description, but it's total. Everything is totaled out, basically, man. That's too much. It's a lot.
Definitely, man. You know, I pray to God, the T-Bird, and this family. You know, I pray to God that he does get in contact and find his nephew.
Yes.
And I pray to all the little Haiti out there in Miami. I used to ask Shorty, you know what I'm saying, from Haiti. You know what I'm saying? So, and they got the little Haiti out there in Miami. I know they're going crazy right now. One thing I know about Haitians, they stick together, yo. They stick together hard no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So,
true.
I know they're going crazy right now, so. Shout out to all the people in Haiti, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people that's going through it right now, the families that's lost, you know what I'm saying? I pray that everybody is reconnected with their loved ones, you know what I'm saying? And before the show is over, we're going to do a prayer, you know what I'm saying, to pray for them and everything. But real quick, I want to go ahead and play Chill With You, final mix by your man K-Dub. And we're going to come back and talk more with everybody. You know, shout out to everybody in the chat room that's showing so much love, man.
Yeah.
And everybody donating, man. My man DJ Eddie already, you know what I'm saying, Miss Rick, Miss Reek, the guests and everything. You know, shout out to all of y'all. We're going to play this joint chill with you. We're going to come back in a second and talk more about the situation and give y'all some more advice about your business. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the numbers. You already know what it is.
Can I feel your lovely body next to me?
Can I
call you constantly? 'Cause it's killing me. Can I see when I get off of work? Take advantage of the perks that you're giving me so exclusively. Let's just take a visit to the mall.
Let's just
act like we don't care, 'cause I can buy it all.
Let's just
lay all the Prada bags across the bed.
Just
lay your body down. You know what comes next.
I wanna chill with you. It doesn't matter what we do. It's cool. There's nothing magic in the things we do. I just decided so much hell.
Well done. Well done.
It's just the reason that I
just
chill.
Take a stroll down Lover's Lane.
Then just
replay the kissing game. If that would be okay.
We
take our time, relax each other's mind. Till everything is fine.
Just believe in me, so we
When we're together,
My man with the plan, Future Guru. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Go.
What's up?
And you know what I'm saying? We got our man, K-Dub, right there that was chill with you. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're going in. And we had your boy, Killer Slooty, Sky High ENT. Don't forget, it's Two Wise. You already know what it is, man. We in the building. Yeah. We got a caller from the 213. You talking about Haiti. Shout out to Haiti, man. Our prayers go out to them for real. Caller from the 213. What the business is?
What up, people? This is MF213.
What's going on?
Thanks for calling in. Bro. How you?
Oh, chilling. Had to call in and shout out my Uncle K-Dub on the radio.
That's what it is.
There he is.
Show that love. That's how we do it around here.
He has a niece on the phone, too.
Yeah, I got my sidekick on the phone, too.
Okay. Stylistic in the building. Miss Stylistic, what's up?
Word.
What's up?
Oh, wow. Shout it out.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
That's real love right there, Kay. Don't get no better than that.
That's right, y'all. You know, family showing love on the Lushy Lush situation. But
okay,
looking real good right now. It's looking real good.
Yo, showing mad love right there, yo. That's what
already.
Already. Hey, Dad, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're in the L.A. area, so where do you do your performance at? Have you started your performance?
Well, you know, I'm the producer and the songwriter. I will not be performing. That will be left up to my production partner and business partner, G13, who is the actual singer from the Chill With You that you just heard. That was produced and written by me. And I know that we're going to be having him, we're going to start booking him for shows here within the next, I would say 30 to 60 days. We're still getting some things lined up out here, but we're gonna be in the studio finishing up his album. So we're looking for a June release on his solo project, and Chill With You or perhaps another song will be released as the single over in March. So you guys got an advanced screening of the first shot on some real R&B music.
That's what's up, man. For real. Definitely,
yeah.
Follow your man K Dub and your man Killer Scooty on the Twitter, man. Hey, Scooty, man, tell everybody what's good with the event that's going down, man. Let them know what's cracking, fam.
The business is moving. It's always moving. Right now, as you may have heard, we're signed to Cocaine City. Shout out French Montana on that one. You know, Coke Boys. So we're moving with that one. We're working on DVD right now. We got Mixtape with Frenchie coming. That's the first one of the first quarter. Daytime action. Look for that. We just shot a new music video of French, too. that come back. So that should be hitting every website real soon. So look for that one. I'm looking for another 5 million hits on that.
Green Max Fever.
5 million on Bread Shop. Yes, yes indeed. So we're looking to do that. As I said earlier, T-Bird will be in a movie this year. He's going to be in a single again. That's the name of the flick. So look for that one, an independent film. You can pull over in New York, I believe. So look for that. Now we're just building, got the studio. So as you heard, that's where T-Bird was right now.
I'm in studios in Jersey.
The studio's in East Orange, New Jersey. East Orange, at the old Soul Digger spot. So if you're looking for studio time, hit us up on Twitter. We can book you a session real cheap, you know, because it's a recession right now. Contrary to what everyone's saying, we're still hungry out here. People need to eat. So we try to do it as low as possible while still putting bread in our pocket.
That's why we're going to tell them they can come to a local studio and get a worldwide buzz if they want to get some real promotion, too. get local studio and get a worldwide buzz. That's how you're coming out. Because you ain't going to come out sounding stupid. You're going to come out sounding like $1 million getting recorded over there.
It's called getting off your ass and not being lazy. That's what it's called. Get some work ethic. That's what I'm telling you. You can't be lazy. That's the whole thing. People expect things to be given to them instead of working for them. Like in the older days, people would get off their butt and they go out and work. Now it's like, give me this, give me that. And if not, they're going to cry about it.
That's
my
advice
to anybody trying to make it, get off your ass, go outside, get a job, make things happen.
Exactly.
You got to make something happen in this world, because that's why this show is for the entrepreneurs. And, you know, we spoke about it last week about the jobs, and, you know, we're going to continue to encourage people to be entrepreneurs. But you got to, you know, do good business. You got to actually get prepared to have a plan. You got to prepare your plan. So there's many things that's the thought process of having a business. But just look toward the right people. And all our listeners, you know, that's what is important about our network. And that's why we encourage you to write this information down when you hear how to get in contact with our people. Our network is a great show. And actually, we got two people on the line now that people can definitely, they actually made themselves available, gave you their information. So please learn how to network. I mean, this is what we trying to do here at Lush Radio. And
Your network is your net worth. And you know what I'm saying? It's basically about the team, building your team, having a strong team, and basically building a game plan. And take all of your ideas and write it down on paper. You know, it's all good to have all the ideas in your mind, but it's basically, you know what I'm saying, strategize your plan and then, you know, commence to put it into effect. So this is all about entrepreneurship, teaching the people through radio, through good people, dropping jewels, Killer Sluty, you know, my man K-Dub, Ebenisha, Future Guru, Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? Same time, same place, each and every Wednesday, talking about business owners, bosses. Tomorrow, Thursday, is going down, 8 o'clock, Street Queens, the movement. We're going to have all our lovely ladies live in the building. We're going to be talking about the Haiti situation, and we're going to also be talking about the hidden message behind Avatar and stuff. That was everybody's homework. It's going to be going down tomorrow. We implore you to come through. We're going to be talking about some deep issues. So, and we're going to be, you know, imploring people to, you know, donate. It's going down Friday. You already know what it is, Hot or Not. Future Guru.
Hot or Not.
Hot or Not. And before I let y'all log off, Lush, I just want to mention the Heart of the City showcase that I was at last night, and shout out to people that's on Twitter that was there. The Real Ruger was there, and, of course, the head promoter that's in charge of the Heart of the City showcases are on Twitter, Slick Talk J, just like you heard me say, SlickTalk, the letter J. He is the event coordinator, and he's down with Power 105 and the DJ Envy showcase. Every Tuesday in Elizabeth, I'll be there setting up, And y'all could get at me if you want your stuff distributed, because I'm up there networking with the like the New York people and the New Jersey people that's really bringing it and doing showcases. And I can get you on the showcase, absolutely. And you can, and Slick Talk J can get you on the showcase, because that's his showcase. So come through me, come through Slick Talk J to get at DJ Envy. You already know. Power 105 FM is in the building, too.
That's what
okay.
It is.
Yeah. Also, I want to ask K-Dub if he has any final thoughts or anything that he can also tell our listeners.
Well, I can tell y'all that by the first thing y'all can do is make sure that you follow everybody on this call, because everybody who is on this call is about their business, is on the show, they're taking care of business, they're good people, they're connected, and, you know, it would be best to come correct if you really have some good business to talk about. Everybody on the show is about good business. So that would be my first thing to tell everybody to do. Now, we got some other, you know, things that are out there. There's plenty of information for people to follow up on, but the best thing I would say to do is if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, hit up my people, hit up Future Guru, hit up everybody, and they'll get to me if you can't get to me, and we can get it all figured out.
Yes, indeed. I like the way you said that. Yeah, that's what the network is all about.
Okay.
You gotta come to me. You gotta look like something. You gotta look like something before I tell you about Kate.
I want to give a special shout out to Miss Stylistic and MF213.
Yeah.
That's family right there. They got their thing going on. You guys definitely need to politic and network with them. They've got a hot show over there with Hassan LC. They're doing big things, so make sure y'all follow them.
Okay.
Network, get you know, because we all in this together. And if we stand together shoulder to shoulder in all of this, you know, we can make a difference, and we are making a difference.
Yeah, just give them your Twitter page one more time, K-Dub.
My Twitter page is THEREAL_KDUBB.
Killer Slooty, tell me your Twitter page, fam.
There's two Twitter pages you're going to want to follow. Mine is Twitter/Killa, KILLA, Slooty, SLUDDIE. And the other one is Twitter/SkyHighENT. That's with two Ys.
And Ms. Taj Mahal got a Twitter page, too.
Yes, Ms. Taj Mahal. Follow her. She a new artist. You just heard her tonight with Food Stamp Chick. That's her. Follow her on Twitter at Ms. Taj Mahal, that's MIZZTASHMAHAL, Ms. Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Like I said, you know, definitely, you know, we appreciate everybody that always comes to stay tuned to us, all our listeners, everybody in the chat room that joined us, our callers, everybody, we love y'all, man. It's all love. Make sure y'all donate, man. This is real radio. Real music on that. You already know what it is, man. Same time, same place, 6 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? And Friday is going to be 6 o'clock due to the fact that I got to be going and doing a rehearsal for the DMV Awards, so we'll be at 6 o'clock.
Out of nine, 6 o'clock.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. And this Sunday, check out the DMV Awards. I will be running the red carpet along with Natasha Brown. So it's going down. Street Queens are moving tomorrow. Stay tuned. Y'all already know what it is. We keep it on lock. Your girl, Leshy Lush, live in the building.
Yes.
Shout out Sancho the Kid.
What'd you say, Ebenisha?
Let's close with a prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's close with a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, that's by us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we call upon you today, God. You are an awesome God, a wonderful God. Without you, there is no us. And I just want to tell you, God, right now to watch over all of our sisters and brothers going through it right now in Haiti, the ones that are separated from their families, who cannot find their family, who cannot get in contact with their family. Please pray over T-Bird's family and all their family and keep them in good hopes, God, and keep them in your bosom and in your prayer and in your love, God. God, please make sure that all the money that is provided for the people in Haiti to be used to good use, and make sure that everybody finds it in their heart, God, to please donate and support the whole movement of giving to people other than themselves, God. You are an awesome God, and in your name we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lush. Real talk right there. Real radio right here. That's how we're doing. All right, Lush.
That's what it is. And
see you tomorrow. Same time.
Already. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of here, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. And I know I got a song for this situation right now. Lord, I need you now. And this goes out to all my people in Haiti right here.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong. Not another minute, Lord.